Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Saturday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us. It's cold out.
Maybe.
We had a little tiny bit of snow falling today. And where you are, there's probably a lot of snow. Or at least cold.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, you could be one of the lucky.
I could be down in southern Miami. You know?
That's right.
So Blog Talk is internet, so it could be.
Ship some of that warmth up here where we need it. Anyway, welcome. Glad to have you with us. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be conducting your reading this evening for free, should you decide to call into the show. I do want to mention that I'm using only ordinary playing cards. That is essential for the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me many, many years ago. So I encourage you, please call in. And I'm going to be using a 24-card layout for each of your readings. If we were doing a private session, I would always froze.
Just keep talking.
Okay. If we were doing a private session, I would lay the cards out repeatedly as per your questions. Okay. But for time constraints during the show, I'm only going to lay them out once. But it's amazing the kind of information we can get from that. So I encourage you, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. I'm now going to turn this over to...
No? No, I got to get through this problem here first.
Okay, we're having a technical issue in there. Wait with us.
Okay. Donna Marie is here.
Hello, Donna Marie. Glad to have you with us.
Isn't she from the land of air?
I believe so, yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. The problem was like just on our end, our connection. That was fine. The feed was fine for everybody else. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yes.
We also want to let everybody know that if you are international, and that could be either a caller, which, and we get those, because especially the Skype folks, you can, that's just going through the internet, you know. There's a tiny bit of a fee, it's insignificant if you're domestic and you're Skyping, which is why we get a lot of those a lot. But if you're international and you decided you wanted to Skype, it's feasible, and I don't think it's going to break the bank. But anyway, if you're international, wherever the hell you're listening or watching, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out. Like Donna Marie is from the land of Aya. So where's our international shout-out for her?
Hello, Donna Marie.
Indeed, indeed.
And you are as beautiful as ever, my dear, since you gave birth to your baby, who, if you really look straight at your baby, you'd never know you had anything to do with her. That's how it is with my sons, too. She is the fitting image of her daddy. Yep, 100%. Glad that you're with us. And
that number to call in is 515-602-9676. When you call in or Skype in, like I said, we have Skype folks. We have Skyper on hold amongst our callers. It's going to get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is the case. You hear the show. Everything's cool. Everything's working normally. You hear nothing. You got a problem. You got to hang up. Call again. Now, when we take you live, please do the following. If you legally and safely can, please. And we'll explain the reason at the end of all this things that we ask that you do. We ask that you definitely go get rid of speakerphone and get rid of your Bluetooth type devices. Those may be cool and convenient, but we want you to go old school. Pick up that phone, put it up to your head. We also ask that you shut down all your background sounds and noises and distractions and whatnot, and quit multitasking, doing things, because when you're on hold, you know, you keep yourself busy and you can get some stuff done too. That's cool. But when we take the call, please, please, in the perfect world, you could go to a very comfortable, quiet place of your home that has great cell phone reception. That would be the perfect world if you can. And we ask these little things here and there because they make a big difference, because your call goes into the computer world, comes out our computer speakers, and we lose quality. And it depends on the caller. You just never know how bad the quality loss is going to be. So if you can legally and safely do all those things we ask, it should be a pretty good experience. If not, things can get a wee bit rough. We got some Facebooker folks. We also will always try to make time for you folks. We'll just announce when it is your time.
Yep.
But I can't give you a time. I can't say, and you can't start calling us now because there's no way to put you on hold. They can't call. Type. Do not, I would not try to get involved with a free reading until we actually open the door to you folks.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I don't know how to make a harp sound. I think he's trying to get one.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
Hang on a second here.
So, anyway, how was your day? For me, it was a shopaholic extravaganza. Yes, when I go shopping, I do enjoy getting out there.
That was the problem.
Really? Anyway.
I'm going to start throwing shit. I'm going to have a good time doing it, too.
He's extremely type A when things don't go his way. There. It is.
Hey, we hear that little douchebag window sound. Now I'll see if I can hear the sound I want to hear. Oh. Looks like the app has crashed. Hang on. Minimize. Bring it back to life. I bring you to life. I command you to come to life. Of course, you are apparently flipping me a finger. There it is. There we go. There. You know what, angels? God damn it, get with the program with this heart plan. Don't freaking jerk me around. All right, when you hear the heart plan, that is the sign that your free reading with Deborah has coming to a conclusion. And I have to give you a card. And tonight, it is going to be the healing angel cards. We rotate those around a little bit. It's a card for the road. It's your readings with Deb's done. We're going to give you one card for the road, and then we move on to the next color. And that's the name of that tune. So don't start asking last minute. Oh, my God, I heard the harps. I must ask 15 questions. Don't do that, please. Please. If Deborah wasn't here, I'd do somersaults and flip and turn into exorcists and stuff. But she won't let me. I have to be nice. So... sometimes it's not much fun being nice. All right, let's go to the callers. We're going to go to area code 856, New Jersey.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. What is your name?
Hi, how did I get first?
You're number uno.
Yes, who is this?
Rose Maria.
Oh, Rose Maria, you are first. Usually, you're the last.
Or somewhere in the middle.
Out, yeah.
She does take us to the finish line many a time.
So good to hear from you, honey. What's going on?
I'm feeling a little bit better. Rested the last couple days before I go back to work.
Oh, good. Good. Do you
a
have
little
a question
bit better.
For me this evening?
Of course she does.
Whatever you guys get or whatever's coming up, pretty
all
much
right.
Still kind of frustrated, but.
Yeah. Jim will explain to all of the rest of you why I'm able to do this for her. But when you are still new, it takes a little while for me to develop an intuitive link to you and your cards. Okay. So I'm going to now lay out the cards.
Yeah, we get new folks quite often, and especially if they haven't even listened to it once at all, know nothing about this method or what Deb does. It's not like you're walking through, it's like a traveling caravan full of gypsies, and you walk into the crystal ball tent, and you don't have to say squat. Say, what do you see for me? This is especially if you got to give information. You got the more specific you are about the whole situation, your reading's gonna be that much better. And if you've been doing readings with Deborah for weeks and months or years or whatever, she knows 90% of stuff from you because you guys had a lot of interaction. But if you're brand new, we don't know a damn thing about you. Nothing.
The card reading process is considered to be compassionate counseling. So therefore, there's life coaching that's involved also. So I don't just sit here and make wild pronouncements saying, well, this is going to happen to you and that's going to happen to you. That's not how it works. For one thing, the future is extremely fluid, and it changes often very radically. So when we're looking at the cards, we're essentially looking at potential. And often, a great deal of what's in the cards is going to come to pass. But just so others are aware, it doesn't mean that you're going to have all sorts of bad things happen to you, because I know a lot of unscrupulous, those who give readings often will give you a very negative reading, and I really don't think that that's the purpose. It's to help you guide your path toward a happier future.
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike.
He has arrived.
Glad. Oh, I saw your entourage, all the limos and everything. I knew you were on the way. Okay.
I feel bad for some of the Block Park folks if they don't know we're joking.
Yeah, we are. We're joking.
Well, the area codes seem to be regulars, though, for the Block Talkers. But yeah. The ones that are calling. But there's people that listen that never call.
All right. For you, my dear, I want you to know that love is on the way, big time. Wow. You may think you're at the lowest of the low right now in your life, but by God, things are going to change for you. I see you front and center. You're going to find yourself making more money in the days to come than you ever thought possible. And I don't mean like next Tuesday or Thursday. I mean, we should go and be more expansive and say into the, rest of 2023, and factor would be toward the latter, that this money would be coming through for you and it will continue. Then also I want you to know your life has seemed so dreary and dark because, we've had you with us for quite some time. And I see some big celebrating coming, which can indicate, yeehaw, my life is finally going to change. And it
yeehaw!
Is. That was funny. I like that. It is. And you have love. Oh, that's where it appears. It's so strong and so coming to you that there's no way you can avoid it. So you do still have a male in your life. I don't like the way he treats you from what I see here. And I hope that you will reach a point where you could basically put a period at the end of that sentence so that you can move forward without him. He's like a dark shadow for you. And you know who I mean, right?
Yeah. I don't know why he's still around. And
I think
he's very protective, but...
He's possessive. There's a big difference between protection and possession. And so be careful. And really, once this new man comes into your life, you are going to realize, now this is what love is. And it's glorious, absolutely glorious. And I can't wait to tell you, I told you so.
All right.
It looks awesome, honey.
The subject of your healing angel card is destiny.
Oh.
Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform into an ever greater light.
Yes. Couldn't get any better than that. So, darling, you take care. You call us again too soon. I like hearing from you.
Yeah,
okay?
Get healthy.
Yes.
Try to.
All right.
Yeah,
all
you can do is try. I'm sorry?
Definitively, I can confirm. I just did something the other day, too.
All right, what did you do?
Blossom, the financial thing. So I did that last Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, I can confirm that for you.
Okay, awesome. Yes, we like confirmation.
Okay.
We do. All right, we'll have a better rest of the weekend so that you feel good when you go back to work. Okay.
Appreciate it. You too, guys.
All right. Bye-bye, honey. Take care. Bye. I really kind of adore her. That girl's been through so much.
Sounds like she's sick of the dog.
She does sound, but now it just sounds to me like congestion.
Well, but I'm saying it does, you know. All right. Mystery time. Here you go. 111. We got a Skype color. We got a Skype color.
This sounds like Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Thank you.
Oh, hi. Hi, doctors.
Welcome.
I have a question, please. And again, so the question is, so I noticed that the female never before has done what she's done now, trying to grow the hair, and then suggesting new things. So I told him that, you know, when I looked at the picture that she was okay because it looked like getting older, you know, I understand his frustration, maybe a disease, something's going on because when I look at it, I get a disgusting feeling. I just want to know if anything on that was, and I'm not trying to be ugly, anything like that, but it does look like there's something's going on mentally. Sorry, I just want to know, did that change anything of the outcome of the what's going on there?
Did you catch that?
Do you understand my question?
No. Rephrase it if you can in one sentence.
Yesterday, what I told him.
Did
it change the course of anything about the other person that claims to be God?
I didn't know there was somebody thinking they were God. Okay.
Are you referring to the woman?
The business partner, yes. Yes.
Okay.
The female subspecies. All right. Right, Deb, there you go.
All right, Melissa, I'm going to lay your cards out right now.
Yeah, sometimes we have to... We lose a little bit, and it's usually on our end. We take a lot of reading. So sometimes we ask folks, hey, you can rephrase the question in one sentence. That helps us a little bit. It's good to have all the other info that you give. But then we kind of said, oh, my God, we forgot what the question was again. You know, and just our brains, they've been, it's, you know, we've had one or two many brain cells maybe we killed that we shouldn't have. You know how it is over the years, over the course of time.
A little bit of a nip-nip here
and a nip-nip there. Yes, indeed.
Here a nip, there a nip.
Everywhere there's a nip-nip. I don't know if we're down on his farm. That's, you know, but...
Yes, and we're not talking about nipples per se.
Oh, no, we're talking about nipping at the bottle, folks. Thank you. Nipping at the flask. People, remember in the old days,
what?
A lot of people carried little flasks.
Oh, sure, sure.
And they were like super elaborate and beautiful. Some were super expensive and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like socially acceptable. In the middle of the day, you want to have a nip, take a break. That's it. You know, but nowadays, people would be like, damn, you're an alcoholic, you know, if you did that. But anyway, what do you got?
Yes. to respond to your question here, Melissa. Oh, yes. I would be so shocked if I were to find out that they are actually being chummy and cozy and all snuggled up together because this looks like war, and this looks like he is working very hard to extricate himself from this business relationship. And here's the thing. He shouldn't have messed with her. You know, she's like messing with, what was that creature you saw on our fence?
Oh, badger.
And went, shh.
A couple times we saw it. Yes. Yeah, you don't, badgers... There's a reason a lot of sports teams name themselves or people refer themselves as a badger because that's a fierce little bastard.
And that's what she is. And so you did hear from him yesterday, You did? Yes?
No, I texted him.
She texted him.
Okay.
And I guess you didn't get her.
No, I don't think he's going to respond to me what I said, but I think okay. I talked to him. I think I will talk to him a few days from now. Is that what you see?
No, actually, I feel like it's going to be a setback. Truthfully, the best thing to do is not send messages or anything. She has access to all of his communicational devices. Okay, so no.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear anything yet. And if you send these messages, it's kind of like throwing another log on the fire that's going on over there. And I'm sorry to say that, but your best bet is to stay clear of it. All right.
Take a step back for a wee bit and let the... whatever wars and battles and fires are raging over there, let them calm down a wee bit, I guess.
I think you need to.
They gotta do stuff.
Could I ask you a question on this? But don't they always fight and then they get back to happiness? Or this time it's for real?
No. They don't always fight and get back to happiness. If anything, it draws them further apart. And this man is on the verge. You see, here's the thing that a lot of times women don't understand, but it's very clear in the cards, that you peck and peck at a guy and push and, you know, pinch at him and nag him. He's going to end up hating you. And I mean, it's bitter hatred. So best thing to do, she isn't doing it. She is driving that man insane. And he'd just as soon kill her as look at her. I mean, it's not like he can.
Well, he can, but...
I don't think that he would fare well in prison.
Well, it's not an advisable thing, yeah.
Right. So, for right now, you got to lay low. They are not getting back together. He's trying to get to a place where he can get whatever he's going to get out of this. And I think he's going to, like I said, come wearing a barrel. Which is a euphemism, I guess, for...
He's gonna lose a lot. He's going to lose a lot financially and as far as probably just stuff. He's not going to have a lot of stuff left.
But the thing to stress to him when you are back in contact with him is you basically are buying your freedom, and that is priceless, you know. He sounds like he could use some caring support, but you got to wait. Until this don't be bad for him.
All right, okay. Real quick, your healing angel card subject is peace.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love, and peace will follow. So peace is a lot of relax, sit back. There's a lot of no action there involved in peace. You don't have to do a lot of stuff to have peace. You gotta relax. Take a chill pill. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. We're happy to be helping you.
You know, you can call back every single show. We encourage it.
No, wasn't this
thank
number
you so
higher? You're welcome.
Here we go, folks. This is her desk, and this is my desk. Now she's going to jump over here and look at this whole list of things and think that the order they're in and if they move around that matters. See? Deb, that's why I do that. Got it? She can't stay in her lane, folks. Can't stay in her lane.
We miss you.
Yes. So I got it. I got this. That's why I do this. You can't trust all these numbers and the orders and all that stuff. So on that note, 520. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, you guys.
Bring it on, baby.
It's Lisa from Arizona, and it's good to hear myself laugh because this has not been a laughing day.
Really? Do tell.
It's good to talk to you all. You know, it's just what it is. It's life, and nothing eventful today, and it's just tomorrow, you and I are supposed to meet up about 10 in the morning to go see a project that I'm working on. But I, you know, I talked last night, yesterday, just before I talked to you all, and we were talking about things that were, I don't know, I was just coach and saying things to him, and I thought I made him feel better. And why do I keep hearing his front door close, slam every now and again, but his car's still there? I don't know if he's, who knows? I just wish I weren't living here with him. I don't like it because I'm too jumpy. I'm too much in his pocket and, you know, feeling unsettled. It's so unsettling. And then next week, supposedly, we're going on a little trip, a day trip. It's another project I'm working on, and I wanted him to come with me, just to come with me. And he sounded like he was all for it. You know what, Deb, I want to tell you yesterday, you touched on a few things that you're very accurate. Mentioned diabetes, and he had mentioned a while ago that he was pre-diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of physiological.
You know, last night when I had said, you said, could this be why he was a raging whatever? And you mentioned one of the things. You mentioned something about schizophrenia, and he had mentioned a while ago his immediate family member, one of his immediate family members has schizophrenia. So you're good, Deb. I needed to let you know that you were picking up something.
Well, I'd like to let you know also, and thank you. That means a lot to me. We do like feedback. It really helps us. Doesn't always have to be, you know,
pat
on the back.
Rainbows and sunshine. You get saying, man, you were wrong about this. But then we might have a discussion and figure out why.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's been some conjecture from others that have heard and followed along that feel he may be a sociopath. And maybe you might want to do some research on that.
But not like one that's going to chop you up and stuff you in a barrel or anything like that. He just has a minor...
Isn't that more of a psychopath?
Well, I think there's a little, like a sneeze away from one to the other sometimes.
What do the cards pick up? Because I'm pretty much trusting, intuitive and also my gut feeling. I've started to kind of wonder, you know, when you brought it up, I thought, you know, all we know about him is all we know about it. That's all we know about each other around here. You know, it's what we, but I've been here for a long time. I have a history here and people know me because I had to return to the area. And so I have a track record. I have, you know, people, but yeah, good point on
the,
you know, what you have.
Yeah.
Well,
and
are the cards going down?
I'm
going
to lay the cards down for this.
Just curious. I was just curious. All right. Well, you know
what? I would not dispute that. And I'm going to check this out.
Dispute what?
A bit of a diagnosis as being sociopathic.
Okay.
You know, particularly coming from someone who has a forensic, forensic psychology background.
No, but you can only diagnose somebody.
Yes.
If you're diagnosed somebody through a third party, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt without ever actually talking to the person.
And I love Jimbo's reasoning. I love Jimbo's rationale and balanced point of view because he throws in, well, we can't examine every word a person says. And I love that because the Hallmark card microscope and say, oh, well, this is what this means and this is what that means. You know,
It's not your fault. It's your gender. That's what females
are
do.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying, that means you're normal. If you didn't do that, a female would be like, whoa, what's wrong with you?
God, boy. No gender bias here, though, right?
Oh, it's true. You know, it's true. Sometimes we could say something, and it doesn't need to be broken down letter by letter. Well, no, is he feeling maybe?
You know, he's
maybe I'm not doing enough for him tonight. He said, "I want to have pizza and beer tonight and watch the game." oh, I guess I'm not enough anymore now. Or maybe somebody else has come into his life.
Exactly.
Maybe he wants a goddamn pizza. A goddamn beer. He wants to watch a goddamn pizza.
Jimbo gets into that's really true. That's really true. You know, on my part, it's wishful thinking. You know, when I analyze every comma or every period.
That is your gender. It is. But, and it's, you know, and we have bad spots. We're the opposite. Sometimes we come across like we don't give a shit about anything, and that's not good either.
Exactly.
That's why they say opposites attract, you know. That's the opposite attract thing. I mean, that's the deal, you know. Yeah. If we were all attracted, it would be a boring world, wouldn't it?
We were.
You know, he used that phrase recently, too, because I told him a couple of days ago when he had said, I really have a bad temper. And I said, well, I don't go there. I don't like that. It scares me. And he said, well, opposites attract. So that's weird. It's just weird how this is.
That was all that dual song. Opposites attract.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway.
But likes marry is what they say.
What?
Opposites attract, but likes. People that are similar marry.
Well, that, I think that's what the reason. They're not identical, goddamn.
I've got to lay these back down, I'm sorry to say.
The cards must go down again.
I shouldn't have done that.
Done what?
Oh, my God, I just saw it as I was gathering them all up. Oh, and it was good. What the heck?
Wait, was that you there, Lisa?
What song was that?
That was AC/DC, TNT.
No, I'm not playing anything. I'm not playing anything.
How in the flying hell did that happen? That was really bizarre. Let me try something. I touched my computer to see if something else happens.
No.
All right, I don't know. It was an alien invasion.
I'm
going to
lay him down again, but then I'll tell you what I saw.
But it was a cool tune, though. You know what? That was the song that was playing when we pulled up today.
Oh, my God.
It just started. Remember?
Yeah, we were singing it.
TNT, a little Bon Scott for you. I love it. Yep, going back to the past. All right, anyway.
And then it cuts in on the show. Where's that coming
That's
from?
What we don't know.
All right, here. Let me lay them out again, and then Lisa will tell you. And it was good to me.
What you saw?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's good.
You know, you're the orchestrator of the cards, so if you feel they need to go back down, then go back down, they shall do so.
Usually we can't handle that, but tonight we're fine.
Oh, I got you. But it's not like you're redoing a new question.
No, right.
You do that for people. They didn't get the first question answer or anything. You do that. That's standard procedure. That's SOP. All right. All right, let's see here. I'm also watching an American football game. Oh, no. Keep a track of it. Keep a track right here.
He is.
Yeah, hell yes, I am.
Stuff like that will get you fired, mister.
Yeah, and then how will I go get another job with a $0 paycheck? Where will I find such a job where I don't make money? All right.
Yeah, he's funny. All right, let's go with this here.
Okie dokie pokey. Wasn't that a name of a horse for some kind of
Pokey Pokey.
No, Pokey, just Pokey in general.
Was that with the...
Is that Gumby's horse? Remember Gumby had a horse or a horse? Well, anyway, let's go ahead. Go back to that.
Who was the... Oh, no.
Oh, no, that was Mr. Bill. I'm saying alive.
They have a horse? Gumby had a horse.
Oh, dog named Spot. Clay dog.
Sounded like they're going to play Now the Piano Man.
Sing me a song, you're the piano man.
I heard that harmonica.
Oh, the harmonica, yeah. Classic.
I'm still telling you, the guy needs to switch dealers or wherever he's getting this weed.
Huh.
Because I cannot shake that it is altering his personality to a certain extent.
Oh, really?
And I've been reading.
Well,
they are lacing this stuff
Places have been doing that for a billion years because on a massive scale, if you put a little bit of stuff in there that adds weight to it, they make a big bucks if they're a major production.
Now, is it legal down there? We can have five plants here in our own yard.
California's been way ahead of us.
Yeah. She's in Arizona.
West Coast, I'm sorry, has been way ahead of us.
You know, I don't mess around with that stuff, so I don't know too much about it. I think You know, and I haven't asked him, but I did ask the woman that was managing the place when I first moved in. I said, because I didn't know him, and I said, does he smoke medical marijuana? Because I thought I smelled it. And she said, yes. And then I had asked him later because he didn't remember something I had asked him. And I said, you know, if you're smoking, whatever. It led to that discussion. So, you know, I haven't really, you know, I haven't told him.
That,
you know, where do you get it?
Horrible. It's like burning skunks.
Yeah.
And
it is.
You,
exactly.
You can walk through the market and you smell it on people.
I can't even compare it to any other smell. I can't say it's burning skunks.
Oh, it is.
Well, first of all,
oh, it stinks.
How many skunks have you seen burning in your life?
Smell them often.
Burning? A skunk burning.
Oh, yeah. Not burning, but stinking. Yeah, they do stink.
Who the hell lit the damn skunk on fire?
You're literal.
All right, I'm just saying.
Knock it off.
I'm just saying.
It really, and you can't tell him because he doesn't fall for this stuff. So you'd have to, have to kind of couch it in a little bit of, oh, I read something on the internet or, you know, but that really is it. And maybe he's just doing it too much. Maybe it's reacting to any kind of medication he might be on. But as far as him literally being, having some form of like serious mental illness, I'm not seeing it.
Okay, that's
just
good.
That whatever he's doing is altering his personality a bit.
Hey, yeah, okay, I can see that. I mean, he can do things that are totally legal over the counter that can fuck with your personality too, you know?
Oh, I've read some reading.
You can sit there and just freaking make Red Bull pyramids and drink those things all the time on an empty stomach.
I've done readings for bodybuilders who are taking all these supplements, and it's literally like they go from, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
They're overdoing it.
It's the ones that are right on the edge that are almost like steroids. They can screw with the dude's mind.
Okay. Yeah. Also, let's be honest. People that drink a lot, don't sleep well, don't get, you know, proper nutrition, alcoholics. And they can be like that. You know, my mother drank a lot, but she was a functional alcoholic. She could go to work. She'd come home, and then it was happy hour. But there were some days she'd come home and be dangerous. Very dangerous.
Your danger will...
They are very... Yeah, these folks can flip too. But for him, what I saw, and it's not here again, but it's alluding to it, is what I saw was a six of spades, which is a card of caution. And next to it was... And it was pertaining to you. I wanted to know how he was feeling about you. I often will start readings out like that, how the other, you know, supposed partner might be feeling, to get a handle on where he's at. And what I got was the wedding card was there, and you were there. And I'm thinking, this guy is really fighting falling in love with you. Because it's it's so
every time you tell me that,
I can't help it.
It opens up everything inside of me for him. You know, he was mentioning last night too. He says, because I have been married before. He says, you've been married. I've never been married. And I thought, you know, sometimes he makes these statements, and I'm thinking, like, okay, my mind goes where Jimbo says, you know, hey, it's just factual. And I go into the Hallmark card wishful thinking, like, when I think about it later, I think, well, did it mean this? Did it mean that? Did it mean this?
Yeah, it's like you guys are like you're police and you're analyzing an interrogation tape. Well, wait a minute. Right there, when he looked down to his left and he scratched his nuts. I think he's lying.
Exactly.
You know, Yep. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, I want you to know he's not screwing with you. Well, obviously he's not, but
bada bing, bada bing. Yeah.
But the guy he went to see the other night, I have a feeling this guy is somehow involved in the transformation that he's making from being one, the kind of guy that you know and have come to love, and then that other guy who is angry and, you know, tells you that he's that he's an angry person.
Did he say I'm an angry person?
Said something to you, Lisa. What was it that he's...
I didn't think he said anything. I think he just displayed it in front of her when he was...
He said, I have a lot of rage, I think she said.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
Yes, and I said, I'm not into that. Don't scare me like that because that's not my cup of tea. And I've told him a few times.
Yeah, and he says he doesn't drink. All right, but this other guy does. And I'm wondering.
Yes, he does. You're right.
Yes, he does. He's right here. But I have a feeling that sometimes, you know, people will pressure you. Come on, sit down. We're going to have a drink now. Come on.
Yeah, but if he doesn't.
And if he says, I don't drink, he might still end up with a drink there.
Okay, so.
And I sort of wonder if in his past he's had issues with alcohol.
Well, that's the only time it would matter.
Yes. I'm big time. Yeah.
He has.
Talked about it with us.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that.
But he's
cleaned it up.
Right there.
Wait. Time out.
What?
Time the F out. So what? He was an alcoholic, right? Right?
He had trouble with alcohol.
Yeah, he openly, I mean, I was in this, you know, in my younger years, I was partying.
That's not really getting over the brain dependency on something, is it, if you just switch the poison, is it?
Well, you're...
I mean, one could be better than the other, but typically people that have an addiction problem, they're not supposed to...
He's off the
shelf. What else we got? Hey, bring those needles over here. Yeah.
Or gambling.
No.
We are gambling or sex.
He's got cold weather ailments. You know, like how we sometimes will get, I don't have it, but, you know, arthritis and stuff like that.
You guys live in freaking Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he moved out here.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But I'm wondering, is it legal there to have just recreational weed? Like we can have,
you know,
here.
She's not into it.
I don't know the details of it because I don't take it, but I think medical marijuana is fine, I think. Now, no one can quote me on that because I don't do it, but
exactly.
I think so. I think, unless something's been passed recently and I don't know about it.
They've been, most of the states out west, west is relative because we're on the East Coast, but usually they've been doing it for a long time.
Well, this other guy and does things with, I think that he procures some of this weed, street weed.
Probably.
If you get out the street, it's a ball game. Now, if you're going through an official dispensary type
It's going to be what you're getting.
And like I say, some of those big, giant ones that are especially down in south of the border, a lot of times they're dealing they're making tons of that stuff, and they'll add stuff to make it way more. Not healthy.
Oh, God, yeah, that's scary stuff. But, you know, this morning, we both spent a quiet day in our own places. I see his car here, my car's here, but this morning he was in the laundry room, which is right there on the other side of my door, and he was pounding on stuff, and I was so tired because I didn't sleep last night, and I thought, why the hell is he doing that? And he knows I can hear him, and I sometimes wonder if he's trying to get a rise out of me or, you know, and I just was so exhausted I didn't go check. But he was really pounding on, and typically he's very quiet and very kind, you know, considerate. So
sure.
I don't know. Who knows? And it's again like what Jimbo
maybe said, you should have all these episodes.
Well, and I don't think in this case that you are being overly analytical. With if there's weird pounding type stuff in the middle of the night, I think you have every right to say, what the hell are you doing in the middle of the goddamn
night?
That's
what I'm saying. It
was in the morning. It was like mid-morning, and I sometimes think he wants me to go and talk to him, and he'll be there singing, you know, songs or whatever, and I think he wants me to just go talk to him, and I don't. Sometimes I just don't. I want my own space. That's what I say, and I wonder, what would it be like to live by myself without this noise, without him in my pocket, you know, Because it gets old sometimes.
But maybe it would just go somewhere else and it'd be somebody similar or somebody. You know, I don't like to move around a lot because you can move to a place that you wish you didn't move to.
To worse.
I know.
The grass is greener. Sometimes on the other side, the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. And when you get there, it's a skinny.
Can I shift gears on you for a sec?
Oh, she's shifting gears. Stand by.
You're going to some kind of gathering tomorrow?
No, it's just a project I'm working on, and I'm asking them to see it. It's 2 seconds away. And we talked about it last night, and we set it up that we would do this. So I'll just take them. I said, just so I can talk to you about it, because my significant other passed, and I don't have my significant other to talk to about it. And then during next week, we're going to go to another project I'm working on. And it's going to be an all-day trip. And he said, oh, we'll have lunch. And, you know, and so we were making plans. And so we're going to do that. We're going to pick a day and that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, you're going to soon be in a social situation. And I'm wondering who this woman is. She's darker complected than you. And she does not like you. This woman she maligns you behind your back, defames you. So I wanted you to be aware that somebody smiles and says, well, hi there, Lisa. So glad you're here. And yet she's got a knife behind her back that she can't wait to drive into your back. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's the woman who hit your car. Remember when she was at shopping center?
Well, that was a while ago. Yeah.
There was another woman, I don't know, that I took a piece of item to sew, and she's been here forever, and she's friends with that other woman that I had talked to you about originally when I first came, and I asked you about her that, was she spreading, her name was Donna, who's with her, and they're all friends. And the one that was sewing something for me is very dark complected and is friends with Donna. So I don't know if they two of them are, because I try to stay out of that toxic circle.
Just remember, we women are really fake to each other in a lot of ways. We can seem like, oh, we are just besties. And behind her back, the other one's, you know, ripping you from, well, I would say scrote to throat, but that doesn't work for women, does it?
Not really. You're going to have to change the first part of that.
Anyway, I just want you to be aware that not everybody there as a female is friends with you. Maybe you're too pretty.
No.
Maybe you're too smart. You're too rich, too independent. Got too cute of a boyfriend. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe your rack's too big.
Your rack.
My rack.
Yeah, you women get all pissed off. All guys do is look at my boob, but you sure like to show them a lot, don't you? Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Do you remember when the trend was for women to have their jeans unzipped and you could see their panties?
Well, it wasn't fully unzipped.
No.
It was usually just unbuttoned at the top and maybe one notch down. They weren't walking around with their hoo-ha hanging out, Deb.
No, but I've seen them there. You know, it's very suggestive.
Yeah, it's usually just an unsnap. It's like the hook type, they unhook them. It wasn't like they had them zipped down to their freaking little apple spot.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. The snap at the top.
What about those tramp stamps? Why do you need those?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Is that for a guy to look at when he's taking you from behind?
No, it's a target. Remember that? Yeah, it's a target. Oh, you know what's funny is someday that young girl that got with that when she was like 21 or 22, she gets to explain what that thing looks like now when she's 78 to her grandchild.
Oh, God, yes.
Grandma, what's that weird-looking ink thing right there in your back? Well, that's what Grandma was for. I'm sorry. I had to get one.
But Gab, I really loved your reading. I mean, it makes me suffer even more because I'm like, oh God, I'm back to loving him.
Well, I know, and I'm with you on that.
The healing angel card is harmony. Melissa says, disharmony occurs when we try to resist life's natural flow. Everything has its cycle. Every stage of life has its own unique meaning and purpose. Every day can be harmonious if we want it to be. I think that's kind of bullshit about that last sentence. But I think everything was cool until they said the last sentence that every day can be harmonious if we want it to be. I don't think every day can, you know.
You can write.
I wish I knew which angel said that. I'd like to write him a letter. I'll say, right?
You are good. The people on Facebook are saying that, I mean, they're like laughing.
We always wonder
they love this.
If you did not show up, we would be sad.
And they would be too. Oh,
I would feel sadness.
Well,
you
gave me
heart.
Some laughter.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
gave me
laughter. It's the best medicine.
Yes. And they're laughing.
It is. It keeps you from. Some people, if they didn't laugh, they would go insane.
Yeah.
Right. And
I'm
some
a
people,
tired of trying
people,
to. Yeah.
Some people are insane and they laugh.
He's
anyway.
Going to open up more to you on that day trip. You know, and I think it'll be very good. He's starting to trust you.
Okay.
And in the beginning, you know, we're all on our best behavior. You know, we don't talk about having skid marks in our underwear.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Are they skid marks or are they racing stripes?
They might be racing stripes.
You might
want to
make them a little more classy and call them racing stripes.
That's it after you become real close and you're doing the laundry. But until then, I really think he's going to open up. I saw this. He's going to open up to you and he's going to start telling you how he really feels. You know,
about
emotionally, about everything. And about you. I think he's really sad because he had his life all mapped out. I'm going to be this gay guy. You know, I'm going to go out and romp and have fun. And now look what's happened. It's gotten real serious. You come in his life, he keeps you at, you know, arm's length. But on the other hand, he's pulling you close with the other hand. So.
Oh, no. Good thing he's not an octopus. At least he's only got two damn hands, you know.
Jim, you need to go into stand-up comedy. You really do.
I don't like standing. I'd rather go to sit-down comedy.
Well, it's the two of you that make such a great pair.
Thank you.
Actually, being very handsy is kind of beneficial in some cases, I guess. I'm always speculating.
Yeah. That can be not a bad thing if a guy has lots of free hands. That is a true statement.
Yes, true.
Or a woman to two-way street.
Well, now also knowing that you love him, he can feel more comfortable with you. It's the
does
scary
he know
part.
That I love him?
Oh, of course he does. Unless he's brain dead,
I
think he is.
I don't know what he thinks about, you know, if he loves me though.
And we don't know, that word has a lot of different meanings, does it not?
That's where the fight is.
Or different levels. I shouldn't say different meanings, different levels.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Which level of love it is, right? Because you know what? I'll be honest. Like, I tell Devin this all the time. She tells everybody she knows more than 5 days she loves them.
Yeah.
Oh, love you, love you, love you, love you. It's like, is that what? You can't love everybody. Jesus, God. You know, you're not. Jesus did, apparently, but he got nailed to a cross, so I don't know if you want to keep going down that road anyway. I'm just saying, that word gets used more than it should, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Not more than it should, but it loses its emphasis. Hey, have a good day. I love you. It's like, well, you're the fifth person that said they love me today. It's like saying, how's your day?
Here's the thing.
Hey, how's your day going? Hey, love you.
Using this method causes you to see the heart of somebody. And the heart of the people that they love. And I've often rooted for a guy I've often been his cheerleader.
Hey, that's a good one,
For a guy that has done the wrong things to a woman coming to me for a reading. But I can see who he is at heart. And yes, I do feel love for, you know, all of you when I give you readings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
But that was my example on, just because somebody says that word love, it doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means, is what I'm saying.
No.
It has
no,
many
Jimbo,
levels.
I like Jimbo's perspective. He keeps my feet on the ground, yeah.
That word has many different levels. I love beer. I don't want to have sex with her. Well, actually, I kind of would. I don't want to have sex with beer. I don't feel beer. I want to get intimate with beer. I love my dog. I love my dogs, but that's a different level of love. I love my children, you know. So that word gets thrown around so much, it starts being like, oh, he said the L word. Okay, well, what's on TV tonight?
You know, it's funny. I don't use the L word. I only use the L word in cases of, you know, where I feel it, where I really, really feel it. But he has used the L word on me. And recently he stopped. We don't say that to each other because I think he might think it's too dangerous with me. Maybe. I don't know.
That would make sense, though, right?
It would definitely
make
sense.
If he had said, wow, when I say it to her, I might be actually causing harm, so I better not say that, maybe. Right?
Well, and I also saw a movie a long time ago called...
On Lifetime Network?
No, it was Holly Hunter was in it and some other...
You sure that wasn't on
Broadcast News.
Oh, that's a classic, really old one.
And if any of you have seen it...
Isn't that the dude that went nuts?
No.
Oh, it's a different one then.
No, it's about them running a television network.
Oh, is that what
it was
called?
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought she was running a talk show.
No. Anyway, let's get to the point. She went out to an event. If you remember, it was like a media event of wearing formal clothes. She went with that guy that all he wanted to do was have sex with her. He wasn't interested in her. But the guy that she really hurt this guy that was back home. She went and stopped there. She said, I had to come and see you. And there was a point where he said, the trouble, he goes, even if you were the devil, I would love you. And he looked at her and he said, I've got to stop saying I love you to you because he said, it takes too much out of me. And I thought about it. I thought, yes, it's hard for people.
Right, you goddamn.
All right. Well, anyway, we...
I wish I could have a crack at some of these scripts before they go up.
Well, they say art imitates life.
No, they say a lot of shit. Anyway, all right. I think I don't know about you. A lot of us have Monday off because of Martin Luther King Day, so we're going to probably do a Sunday show.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bottom line is we're going to do a Sunday show.
Yes.
Pretty 90% there. So.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome your call, my dear.
We're addicted now.
Oh, I am too.
We got to have our talk to Lisa on Sunday. We got to have it. We're going
to
freaking go into it.
Mike is still here.
Mike and Cho are both here.
Oh, Cho too. I've got an idea. It still hasn't fully hatched yet. But I've been thinking, I am determined to get over there. I got lots of clients, you guys, to come on over to England. Here's the thing. I'm going to get in touch. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to get in touch with various bookstores and other, you know, maybe you have played. I got to do research that I can go over and hold workshops.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to rent a 1,500 foot yacht, or are you going to just buy your own cruise liner? Because you're independently wealthy. Obviously, you've got all this money at your disposal. What will you choose?
No, the point is to make it a tax. Write off.
You still have to got the damn money in your pocket to write it off.
I
then.
Have the money.
You know, I'm going to write off. You know what? I'm going to go buy 15 Lamborghinis and write them off. No, I can't do that because I don't have the money to buy 15 goddamn Lamborghinis.
You know,
that's the problem.
Too many people let money be an obstacle. And think about it. There are so many ways around that.
Give me some.
Well,
Let's spitball, impromptu thinking. Hot thinking. Give me some. How the hell are you going to go to the UK? What are you going to do? Where's the money coming? Think of all the expenses you're going to have. A, you're going to have to.
I've already looked at.
Transportation.
If tickets are bought, like for May.
Okay.
We can handle that. It was very cheap.
Oh, round trip.
You got to go down, you know.
First of all, very cheap means it wasn't $14 billion.
No,
okay,
like
there you go.
4,000 maybe.
Oh, only 4,000. You know what? Let me go flip my couch cushions. There's probably $4,000 in there. All right, what's next?
Well, lodging. And.
Oh, lodging. And I guess we'll beg for food.
We'll beg for food?
We'll beg for food because we will not eat, mind you, right? Anything else that I'm missing?
I think it would actually be very good for my career.
Forgot about putting our four dogs in a kennel. We saw what happened last time we did that for, like, what, less than a week?
Yeah.
Ba-bing, 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 ba-bing.
It's 800.
It was only 800 bucks. That's all.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's expensive,
but anyway,
I know.
Oh, I can always, what? Oh, Rosemary's having a blast listening to us and watching.
Because I like to think positively, but goddamn, reel it in. Just reel it in. It's good to have dreams, but all your goals and dreams should be achievable first, right?
And how you do that is through making your own reality happen. And that's what these are all about. If you know the potential's there, I've looked at it. Yes, we're going, and then there will be more engagements elsewhere. You know, if the pandemic hadn't come along, I'd likely right now be working out of great, beautiful shop in Dubai. They offered me a job, but I was terrified.
Oh my God.
Yeah, to go over there.
Doesn't mean you would have been happy.
And what if I couldn't get home because they stopped the flights? I'd be I'd be in the richest city in the world. I'm able to get home.
And the Sheikh would tear you off, Deb. They
the
what?
Right.
There.
The Sheikh.
Would tear you off.
Freak
out. They do that.
And you know, I've read about that, and I could run the harem very nicely.
I don't know that they would take somebody from the United States and say, oh, I would like to run my harem. You shall be in charge of my business. No, I don't think it's going to throw you
in there,
Dan.
Let's see what the cards say.
Yeah,
I've got a card for that.
I would educate those ladies. I would teach. We would have, you know, graduating classes and sexual
education. When you say that doesn't put yourself in a good light.
Oh, just being honest.
Because if you're going to teach a bunch of chicks that are aspiring to be whores, then who's the only person that can teach them how to do that? A master whore. So maybe you want to be the teacher of a bunch of hoes. I'm just saying.
This show has gone straight to hell in a handbag cart.
I'm just throwing out there. Like, I don't want to say like, oh, I'm going to teach a bunch of people how to murder puppies. Well, I'm not a puppy murderer. I don't want to be. It's okay with that. So if you want to teach chicks how to be basically hookers for
how
money,
to please their sheik.
Because it's the money. It's all about the money, isn't it? Isn't that hooking? They're hooking, right?
Well, they're getting all everything of their needs taken care of.
Okay.
They probably get.
Yeah.
Okay, they get stipends.
Yeah, the only one can hear it on the news. Yeah.
Yes, and the only one that gets to bear children is the wives, and they are breeders. But they want to have fun times. They want jolly dollies, too.
Jolly dollies.
So you would like to teach them how to be ready to drop their panties on a dime's notice.
Or how to do it with finesse.
Oh, with finesse. You got to make sure a classy horse. We want you to be a classy horse slut, not just a regular horse.
A jolly with the class.
That's right.
Classy
That's
jolly. Like,
Alrighty then. All right.
Yes. Did we give Lisa a... We did.
We did indeed. We did give her a... We gave her... And remember, we disputed, we didn't like the last sentence on the Healing Angel card. We thought
that's
that was
right.
I wanted to throw a bullshit flag down, but maybe that's not the appropriate flag to throw on an angel.
And you know, to those of you who are still waiting for...
We got you. We extended the show. Well, obviously, they know we extended
Lisa
the show.
Lisa has become our Arizona correspondent.
She is an integral part of it.
She is.
She is. This is an engine, and she is a very important cog in the engine to keep it moving.
I bring you the Tater Tot and Shower Curtain Chronicles.
You know, I'm not letting that die. We're going to keep revisiting those every so often.
Hair cactus.
Oh.
And you cannot, you're not allowed to replace that shower curtain without taking pictures of it.
Take a picture.
I know.
You don't have to do it now.
In my last place, I didn't see anything like that. It could be the way the light's coming in and hitting it. Just could be.
And
it
could be.
It's really weird.
The picture might not capture that if she does take a picture of it.
I wanted to mention to you, Lisa, that, and this goes for everyone, there have been posts on Facebook asking for movie or TV ideas and scripts.
Excuse me.
And I have actually put that on my messenger because I'm going to pursue that with this.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anybody's ever watched Seinfeld, you know that show was about nothing? It was about nothing. And
you mean a sitcom about nothing?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, think back on all of the... And we can put together woman in love with gay man. Gay man doesn't know.
It can't be just that, but that's got to be the big picture.
Yeah.
Then there's all the other stuff.
Do you think that happens more frequently than what we hear about, that the opposite sex falls in love with someone that swings, however you would term it, same partner?
I think that's
same gender.
Huge comment that nobody talks about it because they feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I bet it happens so much we would all be like, damn, if we knew the number. Because humans and we have our feelings, you know, and we can't change them when we meet somebody.
Everybody, you can go on Google and put in as your for your search term, first lesbian Navy kiss. I mean, first lesbian.
Wow.
Yeah, Navy kiss for the United States.
Does it actually pop?
I took care of her baby.
Does it actually show up on a Google search?
Yes, the pictures from the...
Oh, okay, well, I didn't know.
She was in a 2-year relationship with another lesbian, and these were lipstick lesbians. They were really beautiful, both of them.
The old thespians.
And what happened is they do a lottery. Is it a lottery or a drawing for who gets to come off the ship at homecoming? For the first kid coming
back.
They
didn't do that shit when I was in, but okay.
Well, anyway, there's pictures of the girlfriend having her over like this, putting a big lip lock on her. And here's the what do you want to call it, the twist in this story, is they had a big fight one night, and that girl that I had kept her baby, she went out that night and she drank and she slept with a guy.
And she got knocked up.
Oh, you know, that I have seen. I've seen that with my own eyeballs. I have seen
that baby,
you know,
is the one I took care of. And she is today married to a straight man. Yeah.
Okay. That I've seen. But I mean, a woman falling in love with a gay man. I don't know that I've heard that. I have heard, you know, women talk about, where they wake up. Well, Anne Hesh did that. She told Ellen DeGeneres, "I don't want to be gay anymore."
Yeah.
And then Anne Hesh went.
That's right.
I don't even need my dick. I'm pretty sure that, at least you're like one of a billion that have done that.
Done what?
Met at a great, because gay guys love to really pull in a woman really close. And I bet a ton of women have fallen in love with a gay guy.
No doubt.
Because it's natural, because you're not. So, and
well, this one is very masculine. He's very masculine.
A lot of them are bodybuilders and male models.
And I'm
going to
tell you,
reading
your cards as long as I have, I seriously doubt his gayness. where others I've read their cards, it's right there in front of me. But I don't get that.
How the hell do you doubt it? He's 50 years old.
Yes, it just means he has been a chosen sexual orientation for reasons we don't know. You know,
yeah.
His mother made him sleep with him or her.
Oh,
no.
She
was a good woman. She was a staunch, good woman, good woman. He took care of her, in fact, before she died.
Okay, well.
Well, I know what Deb's saying. She has the cards, I do not, but damn, I know there's a lot of stuff going down here, you know. All right.
Well, Lisa, you have been absolutely
marvelous.
Yes,
marvelous.
Absolutely.
Marvelous.
You guys
marvelous.
Too. You guys too.
We're going to have to plan for time so that we can.
Your tonic for the soul. Your tonic for the soul.
Really. A little tonic?
Really?
Yes. And you guys watch and see. When I put my mind to something, I make it happen. So I am going to...
You know,
to...
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
That's not
because
always
of
a
your
positive. Sometimes she could put her mind to something that could cause World War III as well. So... Just remember, that's not always a good thing, okay?
Well, I was just saying because of your, when you talk about your past jobs and career, you know, it sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you. You know, I feel like I just had to live every sort of life. Like, join the Army? Sure. I'll go in at 33 years old. Sure. And
that's amazing.
All the other jobs that I've had and stuff, yeah. What?
You said when I had to live every sort of life.
Well,
are you, a freaking cat with 9 lives? You only have one goddamn life.
So some of us do live like 5 lives at a time.
Excuse me? Where are your mushrooms or your acid hidden here? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that you don't have to be pigeonholed into one spot. I come from a family where that's what they do. They generally take a job, they work it till retirement, and then they sit in a chair. I do, and the one that travels, I got one cousin. She travels the world, and everybody calls her the black sheep because she got out. She's out. So you can make your dreams come true. I've seen it happen. I'm living mine.
I believe it.
You know,
I'm just saying not every single one you conjure up can come true. Not every single one is all I'm saying.
No, but I'll do my best because I have a bucket list that I've waited so long. Took care of my husband for 6 years with his battle with cancer. You know, going on 5 years since he left us, the world. And I'm ready now. I'm ready to step out.
Okay.
And start doing stuff. You know, look at it.
International shout out to Leanne from the UK, another UK.
Leanne!
The United Kingdom
well,
has
we're having
represented
a night here, let me tell you.
Yes, we are.
But it's fun. And we love you so much. There we go. Do you love?
See, there goes the love. There's that word.
But Jeff, I love you guys.
I'm not around like I don't know what. Like, I love.
Well, maybe
it starts losing its freaking meaning, is what I say. You know what? Your average guy doesn't say that 100 times a day. Guess why?
I have no answer for that.
Of course you don't.
I have no answer either.
Of course you don't. You both are females. Okay, anyway.
You come off as such a misogynist.
I am a realist. You know what? I was a young, naive dumbass. When I was in my 20s and the teens and stupid, thought that the life was unicorns and rainbows and women were all princesses that could never do anything wrong. Yeah, after a while, you learn a little bit about life. You do. You realize they're the same but different. They can do bad things to people, too. They can hurt people. They can break people's heart. It's not always a guy that's a guy in a relationship. Not always. Everybody likes to say it is, right? He's a bad man. That's why you spoke up. No, it's not always the case.
Yeah. You make a good point. I'll give you that.
That's all I give you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have to do that because if I wasn't here, like if I was took a sick day and she was running the show, all guys would be banished to hell. She would run the show and say, anything that's got something swinging between the legs, they're only good to give us babies and then they should be locked up. You know, yeah. That's the way it would be. Yep. Yeah, those guys, they don't even know how to. They can't. They just scratch their armpits and fart. That's all they do.
They can't make tater tot casserole.
All they can do is eat it. They can't make it. So I'm here for balance, yin and yang. You know, we got to have balance in the universe.
I think that you are quite a. Well, you're a bit of an asset on this show.
Oh, she's the first part was an ass. I wasn't sure what she was going to say after she said ass.
Yeah.
But you know, that isn't necessarily an insult to be called an asshole. But except Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. All right, we got to go. That's from a song. Yes, if anybody
We could talk to you all night.
People that know their music.
Me too.
They know that line.
You are amazing. And, you know, the people in the chat area, oh, my gosh, they're just loving it.
Yeah, I love it, too.
Yeah, they do. Yep. They like some Lisa.
Yes, they do.
Aww.
Joe says we are here for her.
Oh.
She knows what's going through and all that stuff. Yeah,
Joe is that's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're trying to get something going, I don't know.
With each other.
I don't want to step in. I don't want to puke walk anybody here. So I'm not going to step in. I don't want to make. I don't want to use the word, but I didn't want to rooster block anybody. But you
rooster?
Know,
rooster.
What's the other word for that?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it.
Now, Mike does think you have an awesome voice. He has said that.
Well, the laugh makes everybody feel a little bit better.
And thank you. You do bring laughter and joy to all of us.
And laughter is a good medicine.
Thank you.
I mean, for all...
Go ahead.
I feel the same about you guys, for sure.
Thank you. I bet you feel like, I gotta tell them about this tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? It's cool. We do not judge. We give opinions, but we do not judge.
No, not at all.
I'd be the last person to judge all the dumb shit I've done in my life.
I do feel that, but like tonight... Just before getting on the show, I thought, God, I've really got to dump this guy and get out of here because I don't like this. And then I start laughing and kicking it with you guys, and I'm really, you know, it's a whole different – it's a relief.
We're up on that dog. That's what we do. We kick it, yo. We kick it, yo, hard. All right.
You try so hard. You do.
Yes. If you ever I will tell you – if nobody knows what I'm trying to be like sometimes, if you ever watch the old Sanford and Son.
Oh, God, I loved it.
Remember that one, those cops that would come in once in a while, and the white cop tried to be so cool and ghetto and stuff and tried to talk like black jive stuff. This black cop was like, dude, just screwing it up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Well, so wonderful, right. Lisa. We'll be here tomorrow night. We expect a full report.
Indeed we shall.
Oh, you guys. I love you to pieces. You guys have a wonderful night.
Oh,
word up on that
you.
Dog. That's right. It's so early there.
Yeah, we get our drink on pretty soon.
All right.
Yahoo.
Oh, yeah. All right. Bye-bye, honey. We love you. There,
bye.
Now you're going to make me funny about saying it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you say the same thing over and over to everybody, I'm like, well, that doesn't mean you love them just because you say it to everybody.
Okay, well.
It's... The brain will filter that out after a while. Somebody always uses that word. It's like, okay. It's almost like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I love you. You know, it's like, somebody says, hey, how's it going? You don't always have to tell them how it's going. You know, it's like a thing, a word. Hey, hi, how are you? It's a greeting. All right. We did give an international shout out to Leanne from the UK.
Yes.
And we're not going to forget you, Facebook folks, but we have somebody who's been on hold forever. Before we will turn, I think Facebook after this one, but we got to go.
Yeah, we're going to turn.
We've got to go to 203 Connecticut 203.
All
welcome to the show.
Hello, Connecticut.
Hi. Yeah, I have been. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
And here's why I said it kind of weird. because for the longest time we had both of the 203 area codes on, so I never know which one of the two it is.
Yeah,
well,
thank
you. Well,
you're
ahead,
right.
Michelle, you have the floor.
All right, Michelle, what can we do for you
Michelle,
this evening?
Well, you know, it's a new year, and I'm supposed to be transferring. Well, I'm in a job as a contractor, and I'm supposed to be going permanent soon. It hasn't happened just yet, but I just wanted to get an idea of what you thought about how good the job was going to be, as you know, and I'm assuming that it's going to come through, but you never know.
You're right.
That is cool.
Yes, this is an excellent application of this method.
So she's getting ready to transition from contractor to permanent, she hopes, right?
Yeah.
Permanent hire. Oh, isn't that how I got the job?
That is how.
That is exactly how.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will sit down and say, I was in that exact same scenario back in 1997. I got a job. I was working for a company as a contractor. It was like a 12-month contract. And then after that, it kind of was like kind of up in the air. They didn't really – I went beyond it a little bit. They didn't make us like renegotiate. But eventually I got hired on, and I'm still there after what – it was 1997, so do the math. 26
Jeez.
Years.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
25
my gosh.
So it's been working out good for me.
Financially, too.
Well, good night, Joe.
Joe
said he's got to go. He's
take
gotta
care,
work. He's got to get up early and go for work. Damn.
Love ya.
He must not need a lot of... Yeah, love, of course he loves everybody. She's Jesus Jr. She's Debbie Jesus. All right, go ahead.
All right. Have they been talking to you about it?
Not yet. Not exactly. They were supposed to get in touch with me like on Friday, yesterday, but I didn't hear from them. So,
yes. Well, I am perceiving that you're going to feel a little bit angry with how long it's taking. And what it is, it seems I'm sensing a lot of red tape around this.
Okay.
So by me telling you that it's going to make you angry, this way you can kind of deal with that and remind yourself, hey, you know, this can take a while. Didn't it take a while for you?
For what?
To get permanent?
I mean, I worked, first of all, the first 12 months, it was not, they couldn't hire you before that. It was a 12-month contract with the company, the contractor company. After that, it was about 3-4 months where I still was kind of on that contractor thing, but I wasn't under a contract. Yes.
So, yeah, I think you're going to have to, Michelle, sit tight for a while. I really think it'll come through, just not in the timely manner that you wish that it would.
No, long as you, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing, right?
No, but you get antsy.
Okay.
Absolutely. You want your financial future to be secure and safe. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I want it to be a good situation too. Do you see it being a good job? I mean, how long do you think I'll be there? Or, you know,
to tell you the truth, I think that they have they seem to have quite a bit of internal trouble. There's the words that are screaming in to me intuitively is lack of appropriate leadership.
That's the nail on the head. Yeah.
See, he said it just nailed the head because she wants to go permanent with them.
But she's already been working there for how long?
Michelle.
Good question. Like since October.
Okay.
So about 6 months ish. Yeah, I don't know. I can't
but
tell.
Not quite 3 months. But
a lack of proper leadership.
But you should have at least a feel, right? If you go permanent, you're going to kind of keep the same job, or are you going to like go into, are they going to put you somewhere else?
No, it's the same job, but because of the leadership, it's makes it very difficult, like unnecessarily difficult. Like, it's already a difficult job, but sometimes difficult can be challenging and fun. And this is just like two steps forward, three steps back. You know, because
we have a bunch of morons,
of leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of dorks running the show. It makes the job tougher, yes.
You know what it's going to do for you, Michelle, in the long run? Is it's going to, for one thing, be something on your resume that is more than 6 months long. So it'll be, a positive thing. But I think it's also going to indicate to you, I don't think this is really a good fit for me. Okay? And I think that when you reach that point and you just start kind of looking around or sending out little, she's going to land the right job.
Sure. So, but you would want to go permanent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, permanent, obviously, now it's just like any other job. Permanent doesn't mean that, well, I just signed a lifetime contract. Now you're a real employee. Because when you're a contractor, the benefits are different. You're not getting it from the company. And some of the contractor people have some and don't have some, right?
Yeah. Well, also, I came in at a low rate for this contract position. So it's much lower than what I'm used to. So
because you're working for like some kind of contractor temp agency or something like that, right?
Well, I am, but it's just that it was either, you got to accept this rate or not go forward. And
I did.
I said, I'd rather go forward.
Understand.
I mean, the rate is acceptable. It's acceptable, but it's lower than what I should be getting.
There's going to be more money in your future. Let this happen to you, come to you, we'll say organically. Just keep doing your job. Go to work. And, they're going to say, like, oh, it's going to take longer. You know, they're going to play that out. And when you reach a point that you really kind of had it, you're going to find the job that you dream of. Better pay, better atmosphere. Go ahead.
Well, that's nice. You know, I'm curious to get your sense of who likes me there, if they really like me or if they just, have other thoughts, like they don't really like me or they do, or... I mean, there's a lot of people, of course, that I'm talking about, but...
Yeah, 3 months. I understand. I remember when I first started working that I worked in the company I work with actually employs, calling contractors, 30,000 plus people, literally 30,000 plus people. So I know what you're talking about when I'm surrounded by hundreds of people where I work. I mean, I only work maybe with like 12 closely, but interact with hundreds. So I understand what she's saying. You don't know how they feel after 3 months.
I really think they do. The thing is, some of these characters that you work with, they diss you. they're dismissive towards you.
Yeah.
But it isn't for lack of, it isn't for lack of liking you. It's they're dissatisfied. They're disgruntled. And so they're not bringing their best face to work. And there's a woman here, a woman here that... She looks to you, and she finds you really very effective at what you do. So I just wanted to point it out. Yeah, it's one thing that's in your cards is I think you are a real perfectionist, and you are hard on yourself if you make a mistake.
Yeah, and if you can control that can be an asset. But but if you don't control it, it can take you down too. It can bring you down to the ground if you let it destroy everything you do.
Yeah, so don't be hard on yourself. We're all human. We all make mistakes.
All humans make mistakes. Except liars.
Yeah, true. And just learn from it and move on smartly from there.
Yeah, and it's okay to make mistakes, but what most, like if you work in a company, management wants you to learn from it at all. Just try not to do it again. That's all they ask. Real quickly, your healing angel card reading is Miracle. That's a nice, that's a nice subject line. Our wings of light surround you and those you love. This current situation is governed by a higher power. The forces of love are at work. All will turn out well.
There you go.
They just aren't telling you how it's going to turn out, but they say when it does finally turn out, it's going to be well and you'll be happy.
Yeah, I think it's really going to work out well for you. I don't necessarily feel you're going to stay there because there's something bigger, better coming for you. And it just means you have to reach that point where you're ready to embrace it. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. No. There is, especially, you sound very young.
Are you young?
Can you give us
no.
a ballpark?
No. I'm good. Actually, I'm retirement age.
Do people call your phone and say, is your mommy there?
Sometimes.
You sound really young and sweet.
Well, I am a sweet person. That's how I am. It's, you know, me and my cats. And, you know, life is simple. Life is good. But, but, you know, like you get older and you're in the workplace and, you know, young people are very good. They're fast. And sometimes they don't respect old people. And I'm not saying that's the case here. But you do lose something. But you also have so much more to begin with. But you have lost something, too. So work is, you know, always that thing where you're doubting yourself a little bit sometimes when you don't know how much to assert yourself.
Yes, if you have high standards and you want to do a good job, there'll always be some kind of self-doubt that you try to push away. But it's going to be there, but it keeps you on your toes. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if it's a little bit of something.
Right.
And you're retirement age, so you're up here with us. So we kind of know after all the stuff we've been through, we know that so we understand some of our feelings. I got a new job. I'm worried about how they like me. But then, you know, I know that's normal because I've done this before. You know, it makes you feel a lot better when you're older and not 20.
Yeah, but those young people, they come out, they think that they're... You know, they think that they are God's gift to the world, you know, coming along young, and they don't realize you are the voice of experience. You aren't going to run off and get pregnant and then have to stay home. I mean, ageism is awful in the workplace, but these young people get pregnant. They have to stay home because the baby has the sniffles and the daycare won't let the baby come. They become very unreliable in many different ways. Maybe they say, you know what, I'm not even going to show up. I'm not going to call them. I'm just going to quit. Where an older person is going to value that position, and they need to value you and give you respect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so for the most part, I think they're pretty nice. You know, I mean, there are a couple of people who are a little dismissive, honestly, but for the most part, it's not too bad. It's just that it's a very difficult job, and I don't know how to say it, but I'm very fast. Like when somebody wants me to do something, I assume it's in an hour, and I work really fast, and I just throw it down on paper, you know, because everything I do is on paper, so you know it's done, you know. So that kind of speed is not what everybody can do. You know, they might take a half a year.
Yeah.
So it's not perfect. So I don't know. It's a different method of working sometimes, and people have to catch up with you. So I'm always first.
Well, Michelle, you're very sharp.
Catch up.
You are really sharp and should always be aware of that in yourself. And if somebody is dismissive to you, I think the best way to go is kill them with kindness, come in and say, well, hey, Bob, that is an awesome tie. Or over here, well, Sarah, God, I love those shoes. Where'd you get them? You know, be the person that they can't hate or despise. What?
Do that within reason.
Well, I mean, don't walk to anything everybody.
I mean, I started out like, I mean, she's not a rookie anymore. She's retirement age. But I went as a contractor and stuff now, and I've been there for like a billion years now. And if somebody starts complimenting what I'm wearing, I'm like, what the hell do you want? I would just say that.
Well, you're just so snarky anyway.
Because I'm not a dumbass. It's like, all right, well, tell me what you want me to tell you. What helped you? And usually because I need help from you, and that's fine. What do you need? Give me some help. What do you need?
They tease Jim like crazy because he brought a great big, what is that, an igloo? They called it your Jethro protein lunch.
For the longest time, like the first 10, 15 years I worked there, I had one of those hand-carried igloo coolers.
It was no little one either. It was.
But I brought the whole day supply. I brought all my beverages in there, my lunches, and then I would carry that to work back. And they said, and they made me fun of me because remember Jethro Bodine, he was a big giant bastard that would eat like.
On the Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hillbillies, that guy, yeah, he was like carrying all that, yeah. Yes, they made fun of me, but it was fun. I was like, yeah, I never stopped caring. I didn't give a shit.
Well,
anyway.
Michelle, good luck to you. But I think you're going to be just fine, and you should keep calling us so we can, you know, really try and put this into motion through the law of attraction.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Honey. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, is somebody calling on the portal, are they just giving you the...
Okay, hang on. I wanted to...
Oh, they went bye-bye.
She hung up, which is fine, so I didn't have to put her on mute.
I don't think your other... Oh, she's in there.
Yeah, we got
She could just write it if she wants.
I've been telling her to do so. And I think Jeanette from the UK is telling her that she's probably having some Facebook problem because Jeanette sees I'm giving her instructions on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm typing it. So now I'm speaking. So, hey, Leanne from the UK, type in your question. The proper way, but we're getting near the end of the show. We would love you to be Facebook friends with Deborah Lee, and you could messenger portal in. But just type your question now. And Ashley, I will give you the number. I'm going to give her the number, but we're wrapping the show up tonight, Ashley. She's our new person that just showed up. But we're going to be here tomorrow and many other shows. So, Ashley, I put that in there. And Jeanette's got, I like it. That's a cool emoji. Jeanette actually put up the Canadian flag emoji.
Oh, I like it.
Yes,
look at
that. That is cool as hell.
I read something interesting about Jeanette.
Her? That's Jeanette?
That's Jeanette.
Oh, is it something we shouldn't talk about?
I don't think it is. I think it's something we can talk
she's
about.
Have some kind
You're
of
going to Cuba, right? Vacation. Yay, I saw it on the Facebook.
That is badass because I've never been there.
No, me neither.
I've sat in many a Navy ship looking at it, anchoring and stuff, doing different, typically... Cruises that weren't much fun. Shakedown, they called them.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on a brand new spanking ship with a new crew, they take you out and they beat the hell out of you. You get the crew up to speed. Yeah. It's called a shakedown cruise. And it's not enjoyable. And then they go to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and they hang out there because there's a big evaluation team that comes on and does stuff. So I've seen, there's Cuba. I've seen it, but it never put foot on them. Jeanette says they're going to a great snorkeling location. Oh, you know, back in the day when we weren't alive, that place was like freaking like an island Vegas, you know, that type of thing. Cuba was the bomb. If you've been down in those types of places, that water is so crystal clear.
Wow.
It is freaking amazing. So warm and lovely. And snorkeling, that's what those waters are made for, like right where she's going.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be fabulous. I understand that they are much more into tourism than they used to be down there.
All right,
and
Leanne.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Leanne, hopefully, obviously we're typing there, not seeing it apparently. Leanne from the UK. Hopefully you can hear us. Type in your question in the live chat thing. Just type it in. And we'll get
Is she listening to us?
She's I've been on most of the night and nobody spoke to take a reading. I think the problem is, remember how I've had that glitch? She probably has no clue. She probably sees lots of viewers. When I had the glitch, remember last night?
Yeah, she's saying
where nobody was typing any. Oh, she's here.
Yeah.
Leanne, type your question right now. We'll take care of it right now and dispense of it because we're running. Block Talk's going to shut us down. We've extended as far as we can. And Ashley?
Well, that's right. They take us off.
All right. Now, we've got some. Ashley, I put the number in. I typed it in. The number is, but we're not taking any more callers tonight because 515-602-9676. That's the number that we take people's call-in shows through Blog Talk. We're going to do another one at 7 p.m.
Eastern.
It looks like she's in Eastern time zone from what I saw.
Okay.
We're going to do another one tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Follow. You're here, so follow the
Yellow Brick Road
Second Love Doctor show, and you'll get notified. We post when we go live. There we go. Leanne from the U.K. Well, me and my partner stay together, okay? And I will do my normal bed since he's new.
Yeah. Here we go, Leanne. Just for you.
And we'll see. Maybe she's not seeing the paper. Give us more. Give us as much information as you can while she's putting the cards down.
Because I've not read for you before. And it helps. What?
Keep going. I will just talk. That's interesting. I forget about that.
What?
Because Jeanette's in Canada.
Yeah.
And? So Cuba has been a Canadian tourist destination for decades. Remember, we're in the United States.
Yeah, we forget.
We forget that. Oh, my God, that is for Bolton. Oh, my God, we can't go there.
For quite some time.
Forgot about that. Because sometimes they're to the north of us, and we know they're another country, but we're like the same.
We think you're all in the U.S.
We think we're all the same country. We do have different laws, international rules and stuff. That's true.
Now, can they smoke Cuban cigars?
Well, we don't. Probably. I bet they have been able to do forever.
But I thought you couldn't bring them in, import them.
Here.
Yeah. Oh.
Canada. See, that's what we keep forgetting. That's the thing. Yep. She's right.
Now, did Leanne give you any more info? No,
nope, except that I'm so grateful. Well, we're going to, Leanne, it would have been great if you gave us more info, but your card's going down, and I will say, but
I'll just answer what I can here.
Right, and I'll give a last shot, but
I think you're going to have to take a break.
The clock is ticking.
I think there are things that have occurred between the two of you that it's going to take some time. And I think some distance for the two of you to work this out. And I don't think you own any of it. It's just that you've been accepting what, you know, the treatment or what's been handed to you from your partner. But I think it's time to take a stand. It's time for you to, you know, step up for yourself and just say, I'm tired of doing this and I'm not going to do it anymore. And you watch, I'll tell you what, I have seen in readings over these many years, 90% of partners want to come back at some point in the future, ready to be what they should have been previously. But a lot of times it's too late. We women especially, we outgrow our feelings.
I think it's both. Yeah. I think both
men
sexes.
Do too.
I think it's both sexes. Yeah, you know, you try, especially when you put your heart into it and they leave and try to come back. You're like, you know, I had to do damage control myself.
What?
I had to sew up the wound. I had to make you not part of my life anymore.
What
right?
you suspect is true. I think that your own intuition has been, and your heart has been talking to you and telling you. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you need a break. All right. What's your card?
And
yeah,
a break doesn't mean forever all the time.
No.
But, you know.
It's like race. Just like Rachel and Ross on Friends. They took a break. They got back together.
That means nothing to me.
Well, it did to all of us.
I was born with a penis. I didn't necessarily like those types of shows. You know what I'm saying?
All right, how's the card going?
All right. Your subject is compassion. When you show greater compassion toward yourself, there's the key. Universe automatically responds by showing you a greater blessing.
Now, I like that for you.
Because nobody does that.
And she said something down there.
I think you're totally right. We're good together, but something is missing.
Yep.
Thank you, she says.
Yeah. So I think that would be what the doctor ordered.
Doctor
yeah.
ordered.
I guess as a psychic love doctor, I would say give it a break.
Yep.
Give your partner a chance to really miss you and maybe want to be that partner that you've, you know, previously wanted and had for such a time.
Or the break will shed another light.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the problem is a lot of people, like we see on Jerry Springer, they take breaks, but they don't make them count. They don't use them. They just take breaks and go right back together. Because if you take a break, then you guys should be focusing on that break. And if you get back together, then it should be for the right reason and never take a break again.
Yeah, I agree.
But they don't do that.
Well, and especially in the long term, it becomes easy to get lazy about your relationship. In my book, I refer to a relationship as a plant. You know, you can take really good care of it, talk to it, make sure it's watered, make sure it gets sunlight. And then you can also just neglect that plant. And considering a plant like a relationship, what do you think the plant's going to do? It's going to die.
Unless you picked out a cactus, but yeah, good luck on that.
Even they can die.
I mean, everything can die. Anything living can die, and they do, obviously. You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
But one person shouldn't do all the work.
Never.
No, you got to share it.
They always say 50-50, but it might be.
I think it's 100-100.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, you go. Yeah. She's right.
Oh.
But nobody looks at that. People start looking at the 100 and try to divide it up, but then that's where the problem comes, maybe.
Maybe sometimes.
Maybe that's the problem. Nobody should be dividing up. It should be 100-100.
I think you're right. No 50-50.
Yeah,
then.
And that's what people want to do. And then
what are you doing with that other 50%?
That and or so yeah, exactly. Or someone says, well, maybe I'll just be 40 instead of 50. Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Jeanette says before the show ends, remember we all love you. Don't let Jibble make you self-conscious about the word.
Yeah, you. I love you.
I love every single person on this planet. Every single buddy. Love, 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 love.
I think he's just jealous.
What am I jealous of?
Not being able to tell people you love them.
I just said it. I love you all
so
much.
But that was done in a very sarcastic type of...
I could say casual like you do. Hey, you know, I'm going out here. I'm getting ready to buy some tampons. Love you. Talk to you later. How is that better, Deb?
I tell everybody on the phone. What is that? All laughing?
Yeah.
I tell them when they call me at the end. All right, bye, honey. I love you. I train my kids from the time they were little because you never know from day to day what can happen. You know, there was a lady here. Oh, this is tragic. A lady here Thursday was driving home. And somehow, and I'm wondering, where was Daddy or where were the babysitter?
Don't dig into it for the show.
Her young, how old was? Like
toddler is all they said, toddler.
3 years old.
Toddler, you know what toddler means.
She was coming down the street. She ran out and she hit him and he died. So, I mean, tragedies happen every day. So, I'd rather say love now while I'm here to give it than wait for flowers when I'm not. And I'd rather, you know, make every day a Christmas or, you know, a happy event. We don't have to just give presents on certain days. I like presents.
If I'm walking down the street and I get run over by a truck, I don't think my last thoughts, who are all the people who said they love me recently? Who are the last people that said that? People say it, they're doing it for themselves, aren't they?
That's a toughie.
Oh, there's not a toughie. That's a fact.
Well, thank you, Jeanette. Thank you for loving me.
And that's a whole different show anyway. That's all these topics we have, we got to have whole different shows on that. We could get Dr. Phil in there, but he's the bald-headed bastard, makes all the money, and we would never get a dime.
He even admitted he was a multimillionaire the other day.
Oh,
gee, nice.
He had to admit it. We didn't know, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And his old plastic surgery white bitch comes out at the end. Here's all my products I want to sell you. I want to save this paint that you can put on your pussy and all this other stuff you can put in your ears. It's like, what a bunch of crap, you know? The big picture is, okay, he's a good guy. He's still a human who wants to make money. Right? It's all about the money.
He's going
to
make me want to pee my pants.
I don't want you to pee your pants. I'm just saying.
All
right. And Leanne is giving us a sign off.
Leanne, please come back. It isn't always like this, but... Rosemary, I'm so glad you're here this evening. I'm so glad. And what did Jeanette had said something. But...
What did Jeanette have to say? A host of you when Jill needs a day off. Girls' night.
I would love that.
Actually, that would actually be funny. Or I would just sit off to the side and be a third party, like a color person, right?
Like a what?
Color person. They call him like a color guy. A lot of times, on a show, you have like the host, the co-host, and you have a person they call the color guy. He adds color flair to it.
Never heard that. But
oh, yeah, it's a color. True. It's a color. It's like... It's like a huge topic. This guy knows this topic. Then you have somebody else who's like, I know this topic, but I just throw bullshit out there for fun.
Okay. Whatever you say. I'm going to have to go check that out.
If anybody watches, like, sports,
yeah,
especially Monday Night Football, usually the third guy is a color guy. Adds color to the show because otherwise it gets too analytical. Word up?
Got it. All right. Blog Talk.
Say goodbye. 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 Say goodbye.